Well, I'd like you to turn to each other, because can we get into groups? They could be your family group or a slightly larger group. And I'm going to give each group a piece of paper and a pen. Can I see how many groups there are? Fantastic. And in your groups, I'd like you to think about some of the things that you can do wrong. Now, if you're little, they might be different things from the things that you think about if you're a big person. Just write down on a piece of paper in your group just some of the things that you can do wrong. They could be very serious things, or they could be very simple things. How are you doing? Have you got a nice number on your list already? Yes? Are we going to rank them according to how serious you think they are? So, can I have an example from your list from the first group? Here's a good one. Are we all listening? The first one that we can do wrong is not listening to your wife. Apparently. So this is our chart of how serious it is. If I put that in the middle, higher, lower? Lower. High. The ladies are saying higher, and the gentlemen are saying lower. If I put it there, we can always move it around. Can I have something from the second group at the back? Fighting. Ooh. Now that's an interesting one, because that depends on the context, doesn't it? If you're 3 years old and you're fighting, that's very naughty. But if you're fighting and you're a lot older than that, and you're fighting to really hurt people, so that depends on context a bit, doesn't it? Shall we put that above not listening to your wife? Yes? Let's have another one. This group down here. Yes. Lying. Ooh, another one that depends on the context. Where should we put lying? Way up. Okay. Let's have another one from the next group.
Negative thoughts.
So where do we think that one should go? Higher than lying? Yes? Yes, higher than lying. Okay. No? I put it between lying and fighting. Next group. Not tidying up. Right. Now, in my house, that would go about there. Josh thinks it should go very low down. Yes? Not tidying up. Can we have another one from this group over the side here? Judging, there's a good one. Where do we think that one should go? At the top. And one from the group at the back. Not forgiving people properly. Remembering the theme for today. Well done. Not forgiving people properly. Can we have another one from the first group? Driving too fast. Not that there is anyone in your group who ever does that, of course. Driving too fast. These are things that we can do wrong. How serious is that? Where should that one go? Higher. Higher. At the top. Above not forgiving people. Up here. I'm not tall enough to do that.
Should we put...
next to not listening to your wife. You know, I used a sat nav for the first time on the way here today, and for some reason I've set it up so that it squeaks at me every time I go past a speed camera, and it became quite irritating because I thought I should know that I should be doing the right speed limit and I shouldn't need to be told that there's a speed camera, but it doesn't judge me on my speed I'm doing, it just tells me it's there. Another one from the group at the back. Ignoring people. Where do we think that one should go? Underneath fighting. Okay. Above fighting. With lying. I think it should go there. Okay. And another one from this group at the front. Not remembering God. I should have got somebody else to write these, shouldn't I? And where should that one go? At the very top. Another one from the group behind. Drawing on the wall. Does that go for sticking blue tack on the wall as well? And where do we think drawing on the wall should go? It's very naughty. Right. It's really naughty. Is it more naughty than driving too fast? Similar. Should we put these all on a level? Is that fair enough? Because perhaps these two relate to one age group, and maybe these two relate to one gender group more so than another. Another one from this group over here. Stealing, that's a good one. Or a bad one. Where should stealing go? Very high up. And one last one from the group at the back. Not reading the Bible enough. And where should that one go? Somewhere close to the top. How about if I put it next to this one? So this is how serious we think these things are, but perhaps there's a different way of looking at them. How much do they hurt other people? Would that change the order? No, apparently not. Yes, stealing would go higher. Oh, stealing is already quite high. Not tidying up would go higher because that hurts people. Let's put that one there then. Driving too fast. Oh yes, that could really hurt people, couldn't it? That could seriously hurt people. So let's put that one there. Anything else? Would we change anything else? No? So that's about the right order for how it would hurt people. How do you think God would rate these for seriousness? Because I think some of these might move a long way. Like that. Because not tidying up can hurt us. But I'm not sure that it would hurt God quite as much as it hurts us. These would hurt God a lot. This maybe would come down. And this drawing on the walls hurts us. And it's naughty, so it hurts God a bit, but perhaps not as much as judging other people and ignoring people and having negative thoughts. It's interesting, isn't it, when we think about how much God forgives us. I wonder if we ever think how much we hurt God by some of the things that we do. Now, I'm sure that you never do any of these things. You didn't write down anything that you ever do. If we're talking about forgiveness, we need to remember that God forgives us not because these things don't hurt him, because they do. But because he's God. And we come this morning to be in his presence, the presence of a loving and forgiving God. We're going to sing a song. Now we thought a little bit about how these people. I put a scale across the front, 1 to 10. And I want one person from each group to come out and help me with some of the things that we've talked about. Can I have a volunteer from the first group? You don't have to do anything, just stand by one of the numbers. Thank you. Let's choose this one, ignoring people. Here's our scale, 1 to 10. How much do you think that hurts? On a scale of 1 to 10, if you were being ignored, how much would that hurt?
A 7.
Would you like to stand by the number 7? So ignoring people hurts that much. Can I have a volunteer from the group at the back? Oh, God, our king again. Come on then, Daniel. Fighting, here we are. Daniel and his brother. Fantastic. This one I've chosen is fighting. How much does that hurt people when you fight them? What number? Number 9. Do you want to come and stand here? More person from this group down here. Yes? What should we choose? Judging. How much does that hurt when people judge you? Okay, everyone else, a 5. Higher?
6.
6. Okay.
I'd rather be judged than ignored.
You'd rather be judged than ignored? Well, that's interesting. So, if ignoring people hurts on a scale of 1 to 10 at number 7, how easy would it be for you to forgive them on the same scale? Because that's what it's about. Jesus forgives us, and he asks us to forgive others. And sometimes it's really hard to forgive if it really hurts. And if something's hurt us this much, how easy is it to forgive them? This much? Probably a bit more. So it's really hard to forgive. What about judging? If it hurts this much, if people judge you, how easy is it to forgive?
It's harder.
It's harder. Yeah? Up here somewhere. Thank you very much. You can go and sit down, all of you. How do we think that relates to God? Do you remember in our story, the first servant owed so much, if he'd worked for 1,000 years at a salary the same as Capello's, he still wouldn't have been able to pay it off. And yet the king forgave him. That's what God does for us. Not because it doesn't hurt, but because he is God and he loves us. And it is his desire to forgive us. And sometimes it's hard for us to remember because we feel really hurt that he asks us to forgive other people as well. Sometimes it can be really hard to forgive. It can be harder to forgive than it is to forget. If we forget about something, we can think it's dealt with. But sometimes it's important to revisit those things and be sure that we've forgiven people, just as God forgave us for that enormous debt that we couldn't possibly pay back when he sent his son to die on a cross for our debts, for our sins. Now, I've got some postcards with me today, and if you'd like to, I've got pens and I've got envelopes as well. You can write down who you want to forgive. Write them a little note. Tell them that you're sorry and pop them in an envelope. I won't look at them, and then you can post them or you can give them to them. Because every now and then it's good to revisit what's inside us and be sure that we truly have forgiven people properly. As the group at the back said, properly forgiven people.